I'm kidding. Melon? No, I've given down up on that. No, no margaritas. Old-fashioned. Let's see. Melanie, M-E-L-A-N-I-E, seek, S-I-E-C-K. Give complaint. Cough, congestion, shortness of breath, wheezing, tiredness, lots of sputum production, abnormal echocardiogram, possible mitral valve prolapse, history of diabetes, family history of stroke and heart disease. Our patient is a 49-year-old woman who stays at home, takes care of her grandkids, is married. She comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms for the past few days. She's concerned about her lungs. She's a smoker. She wants to quit but hasn't been able to. She's concerned about having pneumonia. Period. In the paragraph, COVID immunization, doesn't believe in it. Review of systems. She smokes about a pack a day. She doesn't drink on a regular basis. She's married. As I mentioned, last period was last week. Review of system as above. Surgery, C-section, tubal ligation, tonsillectomy. Right side of her thyroid was removed due to a cyst. She has never had a gallbladder surgery, even though she's been diabetic since age 13. Medical problems, diabetes. She has an insulin pump in place. Allergy, iodine, family history, as I mentioned, stroke, heart disease, breast cancer in grandparents. Maintenance exam, colonoscopy is due next year. Mammogram, she's going to have that done before the end of the year. Has an appointment for OB-GYN and pap smear as well in December. Today, she weighs 155 pounds. Oxygen is 99%, 98.1, 16, 86, 95, over 54. She's alert. She's awake. She's in no distress. Heart positive, S1 positive, S2, 2 over 6, systolic ejection murmur, lungs, ronchi, coarse breath sounds, lots of cough, abdomen soft, insulin pump in place, neck shows lymphadenopathy, skin shows decreased turgor or mucosa, dry, TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed, neurological non-focal or extremity shows a trace edema. Assessment, number 1, diabetes, number 2, hemoglobin A1C hovers around 7. She has an insulin pump, and she has a diabetologist. Next number, cough, cold, congestion. Next number, chest x-ray shows no pneumonia, but does show COPD. Next number, must quit smoking. Next number, give Decadron 8 milligram per patient's request, but no antibiotics injectable. Next number, Amoxil at home. Next number, she knows how to handle the Decadron injectable. Next number, Amoxil 500 TID. Next number is Cherry Tussin, C-H-E-R-U-T-U-S-S-I-N, AC, 3 ounces, 1 teaspoon every 4 to 6 hours. Next number is Check CBC. Next number is Check CMP. Next number, once again, her diabetes is per diabetologist. Next number, TSH is managed by endocrinologist. Next number, has had a cyst in her thyroid and has had it removed. Next number, on the right side. Next number is the left side, has hypertrophy per ultrasound. Next number, her gallbladder looks healthy. Next number is her kidneys look healthy. Next number is because of nausea, we looked at her abdominal ultrasound, which was within normal limits. Next number, spleen is not enlarged. Next number, because of a history of ovarian cyst, we looked at her ovaries. She still has a tiny cyst on the left side. Next number, right side is clear. Next number, there's no uterine fibroid. Next number, patient does have a history of endometriosis with some painful periods from time to time. Next number, pap smear is due. Next number, family history of stroke prompted us to look at her neck, which showed lots of lymphadenopathy, no thyroid on the right side, and minor carotid stenosis. Next number, because of heart murmur, an abnormal echocardiogram, we looked at her echocardiogram in the past. We repeated her echo. There's no evidence of valvular dysfunction. There is a slight mitral regurgitation. There's no evidence of sleep apnea. There's good ejection fraction at 60 to 63%. Next number, provide these information to her diabetologist. Next number is lower extremity edema, caused us to look at her for DVT. None was found. Peripheral vascular disease was found in face of long-standing diabetes, but it's minor both in upper and lower extremity. Next number, findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you.